This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Leaving Las Vegas with Jeff Bliss, his Pacific Watch, the Vegas Report. Jeff's new best friend, this sphere, giant, waiting for baseball season because it can turn itself into a baseball when there's a home run. We'll see what happens. However, Jeff driving back reminds me that California is not the New England I'm used to. Jeff, how do you get sand, dust, and rain all in one drive? What was it like?
Yeah, well, it was crazy. Actually, weather this weekend in the Las Vegas area was wild. We had winds there in the, 60-65 mile an hour range. There were times we were walking up or down the strip where we had to hold on to railings because the gusts were so strong. And this was at the front side, being pushed by a major system to the north. So you have places up in central California and certainly up in the Sierras, up near Tahoe, up near Mammoth, where at some of the peaks they recorded winds in excess of 190 miles an hour because of this massive snowstorm expected to bring 10 to 12 feet. I mean, we see videos of what's going on up in some of those areas, some of the peaks, resorts and mountain passes, where the communities are actually buried, where if you've been to a ski resort, you know how tall the lift chair poles are. They go quite a ways up because they have to deal with snow and such. And the tops of the poles are obscured, and they're having to bring in special equipment to evacuate people and clear roads. It's really something altogether different. They had to close Yosemite and other places up at Tahoe because it's just too dangerous right now. So this massive storm moves in. It's pushing these high winds in Vegas and other places in California and Nevada area. And so coming home today, which is always fun, the drive from Vegas, it's a four-hour drive, but I kind of enjoy it. Unfortunately, today was high winds pushing cars and trucks all over the place where a number of cars been pushed off to the side of the road. You had a little bit of rain coming from these storms, which made it difficult, always slows traffic down. But you also had big dust storms being, going across the desert because of the winds. And at times we're being pelted with sand. We thought, if this keeps up or if the wind gets any stronger, we're going to need a new paint job on the car. We're just getting pummeled by the sand.
And so you come back to Los Angeles through the storms of Las Vegas, and then we go to the Donner Pass, which I don't have a concept of this, and it must be a vast state because you're in southern Los Angeles, southern California, Orange County, where it rains. But I'm getting videos all weekend from my brother who lives in Auburn. You know it well. And north of him, I believe, is the Donner Pass. And they were recording a wind gust of 190 miles per hour with snow. Did I hear that correctly, Jeff?
You heard that correctly. They had very high winds up at those peaks. I've never heard of that wind speed ever in all the years I've lived here. And I used to live up in the Bay Area, and we would use the Donner Pass quite frequently to get to Reno or up to the ski resort areas. And it's a very accessible area, but even that has its limits. And sometimes you get these massive storms, these blizzards that come in, and they just can't get enough equipment up there. They can't clear the area quick enough. There are a whole host of other problems. So as we're watching these videos, watching other news services report on it, you're seeing semi-trucks, where snow is stacked up to the side of it. They had to stop on the road because the ice and the snow were so bad, the visibility was so bad. And in the time that they've been sitting there, so much snow has blown in that essentially these trucks are covered.
The winds that I saw were not human. In other words, you couldn't walk in them. The people who live there, they volunteer. They know this is coming every year. This is the blizzard of 24. There'll be a blizzard of 25. So what is the work for them up there? Or is this just something that's like a holiday? It's going to blow for 4 days, and then we'll go back to living in paradise. Is that how they think about it?
Well, I think I kind of, analogous to people who live in areas that are hit by, tough winter storms in the East Coast and such. But, you have tourists who own their vacation cabins and chalets up there. You have the people that service the tourism industry. You have people that work in agriculture, namely the timber industry up there. And then you have the people that service both tourists and locals. And those are, people doing truck deliveries and things like that. And a number of them live up there. So there are a number of thriving communities. They're not huge, but up in the mountain areas. And of course, there are people who just want to get away from the city and live up in the hills, up in the mountains. And, you know, they're if they've been up there for a while or they're second or third generation, they tend to be a hardy bunch. And they don't let it bug them too much. They know how to prepare and, you know, stock up for the tough part of the season. But there are a lot of people that went up even against, you know, recommendations of authorities. And now they're paying the price. They're trapped. They're hoping to be rescued. Some have already been evacuated. But that puts a big strain on emergency resources. But the people who live up there, I think, you know, from what I've met, known, and people I've met and talked to up there, they're a pretty hardy bunch. You know, when I'd go up there and I think I was rough and tough, knew how to ski and snowshoe and deal with it, they just kind of laugh at that. They know that, you know, you're a greenhorn, I guess you'd say it, or you just don't, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Those people live that time and they know when it's safe to go outside.
There was one couple with two dogs, an older female and a younger male, different breeds. And they clearly enjoyed the snow and they leap off the front porch into the snowbanks and then plow their way through, except for the female in front would hit a patch that was too deep for her. She'd sink down and couldn't get her legs moving. So along comes her trusty companion, the big guy behind her, and he'd sort of plow through so she was clear. They obviously knew what they were doing, and it looked like great fun. I'm not sure that I would enjoy it all the time, but they did get out some major league snowplows, Jeff. Wow, I didn't know you sold them that big, with headlights and back brakes. I think there was even a wet bar in the one I was watching.
Yeah, they have equipment that, you know, they don't take out for the small snowstorms. They bring out when it's the heavy duty when the heavy duty stuff is needed. There's also a train that they've been using for years to clear some of the trains tracks that go through those areas, and they've got these massive blades on the front of them and blowers, and to see that at work is really something special. You don't have to be a train enthusiast. It's just this marvel of modern mechanical engineering and manufacturing. Just these things plow through the snow and clear the tracks. So, you know, it kind of fits into what we're talking about. The people who live up there, they're hardier than most. You know, they just deal with it. And the people that work in the, you know, the highway patrol and the towing and the snowplow folks, a lot of them live up there and they have their whole lives. They know the mountains. And so they know how to cope with it. They know what kind of clothes to wear. They know when it's right to go out and when it's best to stay home.
From the Donner Pass, we go to Sacramento. And the surprise in Sacramento was last year, I think it was last year, not 22, but I might be wrong. There was a huge surplus in California, and Gavin Newsom was taking a victory tour. I think it was $100 billion, but I'm not sure. These numbers move around. Now I get the news that you've got a deficit approaching $100 billion. Where'd the money go?
That's what everybody wants to know. That's the $100 billion question. But the explanation is multi-part. Part of it they attribute to last year when we had the massive rains after a long drought, of course, caused major problems. A number of communities were outright ruined. So the federal government and the state government allowed people to hold off on paying their taxes. Apparently, nobody in Sacramento thought that that was going to impact the state in any way, but apparently it did because the money came in late, payments they had to make were short, you know, the money that came in wasn't as much as they expected. But they also attribute it to things like companies that have moved out of state, the labor problems we had in the state, particularly around the entertainment industry, which was several billion dollars to the hit for California. And then inflation. So they're saying there are a lot of things they didn't account for, as they all say that, you know, the unexpected hit. And now we're, you know, they reported it was going to be around $50 billion, $60 billion. And then Governor Newsom came out and he said, oh, no, it's not going to be that. It's going to be much less. It's probably not going to be half that. We can deal with it with cuts and planning. And people said, no, it's quite a bit more. So now the latest figure is $73 billion. As I tell people from what I've heard, read, and talked to people, it's probably going to be, I'll bet, going to be north of $100 billion when it's all said and done.
And so California's in trouble. $100 billion sounds like some serious deficit. So we're going to see, come springtime, the budget cuts, the arguments, the votes, the demonstrations, that's coming?
That's definitely coming. We know that they're talking about cuts already. They're trying to decide at all the state agencies, at all levels, how to tighten things up. It's going to be tough. But, you know, it's interesting. When I ask people, especially people who have been big supporters of the Democratic Party, which runs the state, you know, where are they going to get this money? And they don't understand that California doesn't have the ability to print money, you know, do deficit spending like the United States. We don't have the ability to mint our own money and just we've been passing out money left and right, but we don't have the ability to print any more there. So I think you're talking about the chickens coming home to roost very soon.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, back from Vegas and the Sphere, surviving the sand, dust, and rain pummeling on the four-hour drive from Vegas, and reporting on the Donner Pass. If you get a chance to see the videos, it's impressive what a 190-mile-per-hour snowstorm looks like. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.